Youth Forum.
A very good evening to all the listeners across the country. Welcome to the Youth Forum on Radio Miroya. And my name is Okello the Great. Today is Monday, January 8th. The year is 2024. Tonight on the Youth Forum, we will discuss the topic, the problems of the youth in Greater Jonglei State. Can cattle raiding be abolished or not? Now, the Greater Jonglei State is one typical state that is marred by unformidable hurdles of cattle raiding, revenge killing, child abduction, and many other practices. Now, for centuries, members of these states, of this greater state, have not been living in peace. Some say that cattle raiding has become or is part and parcel of the traditions. The question is, can cattle raiding be abolished? Can we change some traditional norms and customs? Can the youth learn to solve their own problems without involving their community elders? Or, for the lack of better words, youth should be able to solve their problems not by fighting each other, but by sitting at the table and reaching amicable solutions. Tonight we are going to host the leaderships of the youth of Greater Jonglei State, including the Greater Pibora Administrative Area, known as the GPAA. They will tell the nation, or rather the listeners of the Youth Forum, their relationship among themselves, the good, the bad, and the ugliest that they have ever faced. Also on this forum tonight, the youth leadership of Greater Jonglei State will also give solutions to the problem they have been facing. To discuss this further, ladies and gentlemen, I have the honor and the privilege to introduce to you the panel members for tonight's discussion on the Youth Forum. Permit me to begin with Mr. Kur Ayuen Kau, the chairman of Bor Community Youth Association, known as the BCYA. Mr. Kur, welcome to the Youth Forum on Radio Miraya.
My pleasure, Okello.
And permit me as well to welcome Mr. David Ngiro Nyankon, chairman of Greater Pibora Administrative Area Youth Union in Juba. Mr. David, welcome.
Thank you so much, but I'm not chairman of Greater Pibora. I'm chairman of the Murli Community Youth Association in South Sudan, not GPA.
Not GPA.
Yes.
That's a very wonderful correction. Yeah. All right, and now permit me to introduce our panel member as well, Mr. Gadluak Moses, the finance secretary for Nuer Youth Association in Juba. Mr. Gadluak, welcome to the Youth Forum.
Thank you for having me.
All right, gentlemen, welcome both. It's my pleasure and privilege to have you tonight. Given that we are having a hot topic, so I would want us to go directly into why we're here. First and foremost, as youths of a greater jungle as whole, are your problem too hard to be solved? And I would want us to begin with Kur. Chairman Kur, the chairman of Bor Community Youth Association.
Thank you, Okello. I just want to appreciate and thank Miraya FM for the opportunity to be able to bring us together and to be able to discuss issues that we are not able to discuss among ourselves in our separate locations. Also want to thank the listeners who will be tuning in to this program. I would encourage you to pay clear attention to our discussions. It's not going to be an offensive sort of an environment, but it is a way of redirecting the energies of the youth of how best we can be able to solve our issues. So for me, the problem are not too hard to be solved. The problem are compounded by failure of, you know, call it lawlessness in the countryside. For example, what is happening in Jonglei State is happening in other places in South Sudan, but Jonglei have exception because the communities that live in Jonglei, okay, are different communities who have their own way of life And what is combining all of us is the cattle, because all the communities in Jonglei are cattle keepers. As in Bor, we pride ourselves in keeping our cattle. It is what we are known for. It is what we our names are derived from. These are what we use for marriages. And in that, it is almost everyone in Bor area have to have some sort of cattle, okay, either large or small, but still that is what they keep. So problems are not too hard, because if we are able to be able to sit as a communities and be able to get the help from the government, okay, one, for us to agree on the way forward, and two, for the enforcement mechanism of how best we should be able to enforce what we have agreed. We have said in so many forums, we have signed so many agreements, and those agreements have not worked. Why they doesn't work, okay, is the enforcement mechanism. Because the communities, they don't have their own force to be able to enforce, okay, a decision on armed use who are terrorizing the communities, and especially from the Murle community, because what we face mostly are what the Murle community term as criminal, and those criminal are their son. I know they don't have daughters that come and raid other communities, but they are son, and if they are their son and they are their criminal, how do you handle your criminal?
Well, we leave it there, Chairman Kur. I talked of whether the problems are able to be solved, and you somehow gave your fair part of opinion on how it should be solved. I want to bring in David Ngiro. David Ngiro, are the problems of Greater Jonglei State too hard to be solved from where you stand?
Thank you so much, Mr. Okello, and my colleagues in the studio, as well as the listeners who are listening us nationwide. Just to introduce myself a little bit, I'm by the name David Ngiro, the chairman of the Murle Youth Community Association. Indeed, in regard to the question, based on my understanding and also my observation, the problem can be solved. There's nothing that is harder. But the only thing that what I see, it is the lack of approach, how the approaches has been started since when these problems has been started. Up to date of today, it is just a lack of approach. And what are the mechanisms used in order to solve the problems? So these are the only the harder parts that make things difficult. But I think it can be solved, because as long as you are a human being, because those who are even fighting, they are human being as well. They are like us. They can listen, because though when you go, you will be also killed, or you kill someone. So it means that all of us, we need life. So in that way, if we use the good mechanism that can be understandable by everybody, I think the problem can be solved.
Okay. Yeah. Sir, I want to bring you in. Your two colleagues have talked of this really can be solved. From where you state, Mr. Gadluak Moses, is it really easy from the Nuer Youth Association? Is it very easy to be solved as well from your side?
Thank you one more. Okello the Great. I'm Gadluak Moses Mayan, the Finance Secretary for Nuer Youth Union in South Sudan. I'm here representing my chairman, Boss Kwol Nyang. To go direct to the phone, and the problem can be solved. The problem can be solved. As my two colleagues already said, the army youth in the countryside, they have an educated brother in the city. And also, we have an approach that we can apply and the mechanism. And also, we have a forces that we can apply to solve the problem. The problem of Jonglei State and Greater Fibor, or I can say the former Greater Jonglei, it is solvable. It is not out of hand as we speak. It is something that can be solved. And I believe if we studied, as we sit together today, we the youth union of the greaters. I think this is the beginning. This is the beginning to solve the problem, because there is a many agreement being signed. There is a lot of conference being carried out at the level of the counties. Even like on the 10 or 11 of December last year, my commissioner was in Likwangola, the commissioner of Bakoba County. He was in Likwangola because of fees. And after now, still there is no amicable fees being in place. Despite the fact that he was warmly welcomed by the Morele youth, and they were also happy, they danced together, and yet there is a some terrorized act is still under the county side. I think the problem can be solved.
Okay, we leave it there. I want us to look at both communities own cows, both communities own cattle. This is a way of a tradition. Chairman Kur earlier on said that it's a life. So every community has cows, everybody has to own, and that's the tradition. But I do not know if raiding is also a tradition. Of course, owning a cow, it's owning cattle is good, but going to raid is like taking the cattle that does not belong to you from another person. Is that a tradition? Or is there any way we can do away with cattle raiding, leave alone the peace agreement that has been signed? Is there any way we can do away with cattle raiding, in your own opinion, as leaders of the youth associations?
Let me come in. Yes, what we are discussing here are the challenges that the communities has faced over time in so many ways. And as from Boer, we do cattle keeping, and we also do farming, and we do fishing. All these activities are livelihood where people are able to drive their income. How we get cattle is through marriages. We don't raid any community. We don't steal. Okay? But if your daughter is married, you are able to own the cows, and you can be able to get the cattle. Mm. If you farm this season and you get good harvest, you'll take them to the market, you go and buy your cow. You come and put it in the mura. Okay? You have ownership of that. If you go to the river and fish and get enough fish, you take them to the market, you come and sell them, you will be able to buy cow, and you can be able to buy goat. Some people start with goats. When you have too many goats, you sell them with one cow. And there, so ours is a wealth-building sort of an arrangement from both perspective. So raiding has never been a tradition. It was back in the days. I think it's 14th century, when people were mobile. Okay, that's when those things were happening. But in the coming of civilization, those things have stopped. And for you to have ownership, even with us, if you go and steal something, okay, it will go down with your generation. That's a generation of thieves. Okay, so nobody wants to associate with bad practices. So with us, we don't have any, and we don't have, a culture of raiding for you to get rich quick. It is like going to the bank, okay? You go and break the bank, and you get the money today, okay? Which is not yours. It's for somebody. Somebody have worked for it for years, okay?
Oh, okay. Chairman Kur, David, I will bring you in. Secretary Galwak?
Yeah.
I hear reports has been there. Communities from Boer crossing over to the other side, and we hear of cattle has been taken. It couldn't be not less than 10 years ago, or 3 or 7, if I'm very clear about this. We hear youth from the other side crossing over to the other side of Greater Peabor, and they go there and invade and also take cattle. David, is it only Murle that is terrorizing the greater area that goes and get the cattle? Gadlock, answer this, and then David, you'll come in.
Thank you. One more. By the way, there is something called acculturation. When you live together for several years, more than 50 years, more than 20 years. So your children will mix up with the children of your neighbor and they will form a culture, which could be acculturation. And that culture may be one of your neighbor or the one of the of your lineage. Of course, from greater boar, they can cross to the neighbor, and the neighbor also can cross back to them. That is what we call riving. Because, you know, we are Nilotic and we are also cattle keepers, we are pastoralists. Aggressively, you can't let somebody to come here today and wrong you, and you symphasize, and tomorrow he start, next tomorrow he start. There is a time that you can fed up and say, no, if this guy wants us to be basis, let me follow what you want. There is a root cause of anything, and there is immediate cause. If we go back to where the cattle raiding start, maybe we can get these stories. And all the tribe in Jongle State, maybe they can be involved in the story. But immediately, there is a tribe that they have a high value of the terrorizing, and there is also a tribe we have a low value of terrorizing. Both, maybe there is some people that don't know, like maybe two people, three people can go to another area, stay there for 6 months, 7 months, killing, abducting, and also there are only three of them. That is what you hear, that there's in Morley land, when you go for feast, you can be here today in the feast, and also in the evening you can hear abduction. When you ask, these are the criminal, according to the Morley tribe. These criminal are not involved in the feast. They are not aware that there is a feast in Gumruk. You can go to Gumruk, you are dancing there, there is a feast, and these criminal are still in the bush of Duk. So you finish signing everything, and then at evening you hear that there is something happening in Duk. That's what we call criminal. And these criminal are not in any tribe, only in Great Ifugo. Maybe these are the practice from there. But for other tribe, I only know there is a big number of the youth, armed youth, that can go to that area. They can fight for that time, and when they finish, they come back to their home. There is no small criminal that can remain in the bush.
Okay, Secretary Galwak, I will come back to you. You didn't answer. I was asking specifically with regards to the Nuer youth, whether or not they cross or they don't cross. But somehow you manage very cleverly to avoid my question. But you'll answer it. You never avoid that. Chairman David, come in. All the fingers are pointing towards the Greater Pibora Administrative Area. Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think I may not say much on this, because this is something that is known by everybody, I think even worldwide. It might not be only the case of Murley, as my colleagues have stated. Chairman Kuru was saying that in Bor they don't take somebody thing, and I think I might just mention the last year what was happening, and I don't know where they put that cows, because they went and brought from Gumruk, and I don't know where they put it, because they're saying that they don't take people things, but they brought it, even including the children. So where have they put them? Since they don't accept people, other people think. So I might just say it. This thing, it is not only for Murley. The cattle raiding, even the war raiding, it might not be originated from Murley. It might be originated even from English. And if you were to find out what is the meaning of raiding, it means that it's something being practiced worldwide. It is not practiced by only Murley community. So, but in the case of Greater Jongole, it might be something that practiced by all of us, because you might hear the reports, both sides. You find that even people went and attack in Greater Bibor, and the attack is all about cattle raiding. It is all about cattle raiding and abduction. That is all. So because they did not went there to capture the land, but they went there to raid the cattle. So it means the issue of raiding, I might just time it at the generally, it is for the cattle keepers in Greater Jongole. Because where they go and abduct and raid the cattle, and they take and own it as their own. So meanwhile, it belongs to Murley. The same to Murley, they go also to Nuer land and do the same. The same to Bor. So they also go and even own the woman. So, and the woman does not belong to them. So it means that this case, we might say it is something being practiced, either it has been there for centuries or it is just recently started, but it is generally for all of us. And we have to accept it, because that we need here a solution. Pointing others, saying that this is the only root cause, this is the person is the cause of this, I think it might not finally give us a solution. But we have to admit it, because it is something happened generally, and everybody knows. Because the report of attacks, it is all over South, but especially in Greater Jonglei, it is all over both sides, either in Greater Bibor or in Jonglei. And also, it is not a culture, just to mention that. It might not be culture, because, you know, in the house, you might have 3 or 4 children. One can steal. But it is not. It might not be termed as culture practice by that house. It might be named after that child that who practices stealing. So, and I think there is no community that have no thief. All the communities, and even the houses, there is no house that have no thief. So it means that if every house had the thief, so it means that every community in Greater Jonglei has raiders and abductors as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Using the word of Chairman David, that in every society there must be a thief. And so let's try to look at how we can deal with the thieves that are existing. Assuming there's a thief in Bor community, assuming there's a thief in Lonware, and assuming there's a thief in Murle community, for example, how do we intend to get rid of the thieves that we are having within ourselves? But that's one point. I want us to look at several peace agreements that has been signed, and nothing ever yield any fruit. You hear an agreement signed today, the next day we hear an attack has happened in a certain X location. What went wrong? Were the peace agreement not peace agreement, or I don't know what was happening? Chairman Kur.
Yeah, in Angola, Abel books, too many agreements dishonored. It is actually what is happening in Jonglei, and it is very challenging and very unfortunate. We have witnessed countless number of peace talks that has been done, and including our president, okay, involved directly mediating peace between the between the Jonglei communities, okay, including Vice President Waniga, until he kneeled down, you know, begging people, can you people live in peace? Okay? Now, it is our own life, which is a concern of the whole country, and there is nothing worse that we have not done. Okay? But we still do it. We're still practicing it. Okay? So, what we need, it is not that the tax is not there. The tax is there. Everything is there. The mechanism, my brother made, chairman, may give us. What is the best approach from their perspective? Okay, from the Murule community perspective, what is the best approach? That one, if we get it, that formula, well, I will go for it. Honestly. Because there is no day the Murule community has complained that we have been raped. Okay, 2 people were killed yesterday, 1 person was killed on the road. It doesn't happen, okay? But what we know are revenge attacks. Sometimes those things has happened. That is after people have suffered, have really feel the pain, okay? They will go for that one go and come back, okay? And they stay. But what is happening is a complete extremism. That is what is called terrorism, okay? Because if you have 1 person, 2 people sniping, you know, anybody they can find on the road, I don't really know how do somebody feel killing somebody who is not harmful to you,
okay?
A harmless person, a woman, somebody with no arm, why would you kill him?
Okay, it's a question.
So
I assumed
let me come to the peace agreement.
Okay.
For us, for peace, we have we have mediated a lot of peace. Our own initiative, as communities, dialoguing among ourselves, we have tried those. Government intervention, we have tried those. UN system intervention, we have tried those. Okay. Now, what is left? What is left is for the government to really occupy that place. Let move wherever there is military or what. Put it in Jongle Estate and stay there. Otherwise, there is no any other peace that you can, because the enforcement mechanism is the problem. People have talked of a buffer zone. Okay, buffer zone. Who will surveil that buffer zone? Where are the resources to be able to do surveillance? People have talked of a mixed police force between the four communities. Okay, it have not worked. Because resources, community cannot be able to do it. There's no community that have an army. Okay, so if we have to talk of an integrated police force, and then it is the communities that will bring their son and daughters into the force, and then it is now the responsibility of the government to train them, okay, and put them, deploy them to those communities to be able to live with the communities. Okay, but now you have people who are distinctively police, which are from Bor, and they are in Bor. You have people who are Murile, who are police, and they are in Murile. If Lo Shabakja, you know, and then everyone takes side, you are for your community, but you are not doing the national good. So enforcement mechanism is the way forward. But I would be happy to hear from my brother what is the best approach,
okay,
so that we can explore that out of all that we have done.
Okay, David, you want to come in?
Because
Secretary Gadluak would have to come.
Okay.
Secretary Gadluak, there have been so many peace agreements, of course, including within your location as well, and we hear from the other side of the Nuer youth, as well, going and getting the... there has never been any peace signed between you and the Bor community, or between you and the Murile community, that your community has never disowned? Your youth, so to speak, not community per se.
Yeah. There is a many peace agreement that have been signed yearly. Every year, we go for new peace agreement. It failed. Next year we go for it. Sometimes we go for the peace maybe three or twice a year. Maybe we can do peace in the winter and also in autumn. They keep failing because of the criminals that I mentioned before. To me, what remains, and I think we can do it with the youth of the Greater Jonglei, is a conference, the big conference that will be done here in Juba, not in the ground, because there is many agreement almost made in any area, in any location. Recently, as I mentioned before, my commissioner, Honorable Fong Yang, Commissioner of Bakoba, was in Likwangole, and he was also in Ayut, all of them. The commissioners of Bor, commissioners of Greater Lonwer, commissioner of Greater Fangak, commissioner of Greater Fibor, they were all in Ayut County. They did that. Finally, it does the work now. I think we need a big conference that shall be done here in Juba. And that conference shall be officiated by the president himself of the country. And this one can last for almost 3 days or 4 days. And that one can be done specifically for the people of Jonglei State. That will involve the general of Jonglei State. That will involve the police of Jonglei State, honorable ministers, and the others. After we finish here, the president himself can send this honorable, this general, to the locations of the problem, and they can disseminate the message of the peace to their children and their armed youth who are there fighting themselves. Because maybe there is a politician who are involved secretly to this to this rampant killing.
Mm.
And if there is people like this involved, if they go themselves to the area and they tell their arms that we are now in peace, maybe the armed youth can hear them.
Okay.
This is the only thing that I think we can do. If we all of us agree,
okay,
the youth, we can push the politician, and the politician can facilitate it here in Juba before we go down, because there is many agreement that fail in the ground.
Okay, all right, Secretary Gerlok, thank you, Chairman David. Now the ball is remaining with you. Chairman Kur has given his part. Secretary Gerlok has also given his part. What is your part? What would be the solution? Because so many peace agreement never works.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, there are so many agreements being signed, either at the level of the community, at the level of the state government, as well as the national government, including even the youth representatives and all this, in which even some of the peace agreements, I have even my signatures right away from 2018 up to date. We sign a lot of agreements and sometimes they are not implemented. The violators are always both. It happened even in my watch when we were in the conference earlier last year. We were in the conference, we were about to sign the agreement between both communities, Dinkabur, Lau, as well as the Murli. So it happened that as we were in the hall, we received a call, especially from us, from Greater Bibor, that the Launer, they have arrived in Nanam. So we began to ask those who are around, especially from Nuer, commissioners and the youth leaders. So we asked them, what happened? We are here, and they were denying that there is nothing like that. So we talked to our youth, there is nothing, let us sign the agreement. Okay. As we were going on, we received the live reports that as we speak, they have started attacking. So after all, they proved to us, yes, it happened. And it was a huge number. It wasn't five or two, so that they can say we are in control of that. Because if 500 or 1,000 of youth left the area, it is something that everybody knows. That is why if it's sometimes in Greater Bibor, if you say, yes, these might be criminals, these might be one or two that you may not know, where have they gone? Because somebody can just go for hunting.
Mm.
And you find somebody might have sneak. And that person you might not control. But hundreds or thousands of people who were at your watch. So it means that it is you who is behind on that. So my colleague, Mr. Kur, was stating that always the violators, they are other side.
Mm.
But I might not say that. I might not say it is true that the violators are from our side. So, and I will not even have a best approach. The best approach is three of us to come up with it, because my approach will not be solution to all the crisis. So it means that the contribution of three of us to contribute and then find out what could be the solution of all this, since there are so many agreements being signed and they are not implemented. They have been violated by both communities. So, especially in time of attack, you know, he stated, Comrade Duaniga, when to both the states, he went even to Jongole, he kneeled down, begging the communities. But there is still, they went and attacked. They did not listen to Wanega. It wasn't Murle. So Wanega was kneeling down in Bor. So the same Bor where Wanega was kneeling down, begging them, they have started, I think, again going and attacking the Murle community. And they have abducted number of women and children. So I think most of us knows that case. Up to now, there are so many women and children that are still in the hand of Bor, that are still in the hand of Nuer. So those children, they have not come back. So it means that the violations of all these agreements, it is the responsibility of all these three communities. So, and for us now to come up with a solution that will finally done with all these crises, it is not responsibility alone for the communities, but should be responsibility of the national government as well as the states. Because one, we need even disarmament. The nationwide disarmament, it might not be only targeted for Greater Jongole. Because if you disarm Greater Jongole and the other part of the states or the other part of the country, it is not disarmed, it's still those harms, either in Greater Barkadar or Greater Equatoria still might go to that side. So it means that nationwide disarmament, which is properly done, it is only the solution to all this crisis. Because at the community, you might have voice. Because currently, the youth are well harmed more than everybody. Now you might not have control of somebody who is harmed. So if the disarmament is a disarmament exercise is conducted and everybody, the gun is taken, now we as the leaders, as well as the community, as the government also, they might have voice to say, no, don't do this. Because the criminal can be treated as the criminal. The thief can be treated as the thief. Because there will be penal. There will be constitution. The constitution is there, whereby it is guiding everybody. When you take somebody, which is not belong to you, what could be the penalties? Yeah. So okay. I think that is only the solution. But the all that we talk, because we might talk now, and the same thing as we speak, there might be another mobilization going on. I might give it to you with a full of evidence that there is a mobilization going on. Now, we are speaking here with my comrade Kaur, and there is a mobilization going on in this area. So he will deny. He may not admit that yes, there is a mobilization going on. So and tomorrow, next tomorrow, you may hear that something happened. So what we speak will not work. But at least the action can only be the solution.
Comrade Kura, I want to bring you in. David has spoke of things that he said his own solution might not be an overall solution that will bring peace to the area we are talking about. He talked of the disarmament, but for sure we have got a lot of arms in the hands of civilians. How do we get rid of that?
Thank you, Okello. Yes, what we are trying to do is to put the cart before the horse. We know the national challenges. We are also aware about our community's challenges. And the national challenges could not let the government be able to do, you know, simple things like security of the people or protection of certain areas of the country. The youth, majority of who are armed, okay, they must have acquired guns for self-defense. Say, you know, people who are in Mura, or somebody keeping cattle in his kraal, okay, maybe having a gun to protect himself. But if the government, and that is the immediate solution, okay, the immediate solution is not a disarmament of the whole country. When Governor Rin took it upon himself and disarmed the communities in Lagos State, now there is peace in Lagos State. You can only see a gun being carried by a policeman. You can see a gun being carried by a security officer. Anybody going after their cattle, you are carrying your stick, is to direct your cattle. So what we need in Greater Jonkule is to replicate how did Lagos State get stabilized. Okay. And how Lagos State get stabilized is what we need to duplicate in Jonkule, in Greater Jonkule. And it needs a complete involvement of the government. Without the government, we cannot be able to achieve it. Because the government is the mother of all. So what we want now, the immediate solution, is for the government to be able to send a task force to Greater Jonkule. All the counties, put a task force, put forces there. Permanently station them even for 1 year, and you'll be able to talk to the chief. The chief will identify who are the criminal. If you have an army base in Lukangule today, the security will improve. People will even report that Zolde are mujerim. If you station them in Nanyedi or wherever it is, okay, you'll be able to identify criminals. Okay, so what we want, what we request as communities of Greater Jonkule is a complete disarmament of that area. There is nobody who is not willing to give, because we are tired of killing. Okay? We are tired of killing. So there is nobody who is not willing to give his gun, okay, provided the government protection is there. But okay, if there is no protection, and we are killing ourselves, now who are you putting your security to?
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, I think we should leave it there. I'll bring you in, Secretary Galwak, as we come in the second hour, as well as David Ngiro. Both of you will be on the radar, and you will tell us to the latter what is it should be done. Is it only disarmament, or there's another thing that you have in mind? Please do keep them and don't let them evaporate, because in the second hour, we'll give you 10 minutes or so before we involve the listeners across the country to give in their insight of the discussion tonight. My name is Okello the Great. Please stay with us after this break. When we come back, we'll get to know more, and you'll be having the space and time to ask your questions, your comment with regard to the topic of tonight. Stay around and let you go far if you can. Welcome back for the second hour. My name is Okello the Great. I am going to reintroduce to you the panel members in the studio tonight discussing the problem of the Greater Jonglei State. The Greater Jonglei State youth as a whole. If you have been with us from the beginning, you have heard from directly from the chairman of all the associations within the Greater Jonglei State, and they have been telling us indeed there are problems in that particular location. But there are solutions to it, but then there is a way that they need to work very hard to make sure that those solutions are made to come on board. But then how can those solutions be achieved are some of the things that we've been looking at. But if you have also been listening to us, the chairmanship have also talked of the disarmament as one key thing that should be done in the entire Greater Jonglei State, not only in one location, but in all the locations, in the communities that are involved in cattle raiding, the communities that are involved in revenge killing, in the communities that are involved in child abduction. And with that, I mean, they said that there's also a good example that comes from Lake State as a whole, that the Lake State has been peaceful simply because the governor of Lake State have worked hard, has done his part, and as of now, you only see a civilian going with a stick. That is directly from the word of Mr. Chairman Kur, talking of in Greater Lake State, people are walking with a stick as civilian, and you wouldn't see that. So why would that not be done in a Greater Jonglei State, he would argue. So let me reintroduce to you the panel members, Mr. David Ngiro Nyangon is the chairman of Murle Community Youth Association in Juba. And he with us, Mr. David, welcome back to the second hour.
Thank you so much.
And we are having Mr. Kur Ayuen Kau, the chairman of Board Community Youth Association. Mr. Kur, welcome back.
Pleasure.
We are having, Chairman Kur. We have Secretary Galwak Moses Mayen, the Secretary for Finance of Nuer Youth Association in Juba. Mr. Secretary, welcome back.
Thank you, Okello the Great.
Earlier on, we left here. The house has been so hot. I hope it has cooled down. all right. I was once reminded that if you bring in the elite members, what you will see is politics. And people will be moving around. Nobody wants to say the reality. I don't know if you've been saying the reality or you've just been circumscribing the problem that you know. But nevertheless, I want to give you each 1 minute to give a vivid summary. What is it that really need to be done for this, despite the disarmament, despite the peace agreements, what exactly that need to be done in your own humble submission? What should be done? I have a couple of questions that I hear, many of them. And before that, I want to give each of you 1 minute and then I'll open the floor to all the listeners across the country to submit in their questions. Chairman Kur.
Thank you once again to the listeners and then to Okola the Great for having hosted us. From my perspective as a son of Bor and a son of Jonglei, what we have, we are not politicians. We are not coming to talk politics of who is the best, who is the victim, who is the other one. But for us to move forward from this table, one, we need to work together, closely together, as youth leaders, and not only youth leaders, as leaders from those communities. Because if there is communication between people, and then animosity can easily be, can be killed off. Okay, suspicion can easily be killed off. I had not had the opportunity to meet with my brother David, and I've been engaging with most of most of the leaders of Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Some are personal friends, but when we come to security issues between the communities, we really go and divert from what are the facts and how to be able to handle those facts. So for me, working closely together is one way of trying to enter. Okay, the other thing is trade. We all have cattle, and we need each other. Okay, like between us and Lao Nuer now, we have cattle traders who go all the way to Lao Nuer area. They go and buy their cattle, they push them, they come with them, okay, to Bor area. They come and sell them again, and then they go back. We are the closest with the Murule community. We don't have trade, okay? We don't have even market that bring us together. So I would also try to suggest, if we can be able to have a trading kind of arrangement, leave the criminal in the butchers, but let the communities trade among themselves, okay? It will even make it very, very, very difficult for a criminal to go and bring a stolen cow to the market, because it will be known. The owner will come and identify that this is my cow. So we don't have trading between the Bor community and then the Murule community. The third one is the involvement. Absolute and sustained involvement of the government. Okay, because the communities cannot be left to their devices to be able to solve their problem. Then where is the law and order? Okay, so I would strongly urge that the national government, the state governments, and the Greater Pibor Administrative Area, and the county governors, county commissioners of the neighboring counties need to have real serious engagement. Okay, in that they will be able to share security intelligence, and they are able to detect. Okay, if a group of youths are not able to be stopped from going to raid, okay, the other communities will be alert that there is a situation, and we want you to prepare for it. Or the government, the army will be calling that we have tried to stop this group, and they are doing their own thing. In that, without that communication, okay, we cannot be able to, we will judge everything as criminal. But there are organized groups who are perpetrating such actions. So these are my four honest opinion that I think can get us to start somewhere.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Among the remaining leaders, who wanted to come first with the solutions?
Okay. Thank you so much once again, our listeners, as well as the host, Okello the Great, and my colleagues in the studio. I may not have much to say because I've already stated my solution before, but that solution may not be only the one, but we have so many solutions that can make the conflict in Greater Jonglei stop. One, the issue of trade that my brother has mentioned, it was actually introduced in so many years. In every agreement, we always sign that there must be trade, the joint trade between the communities, especially the Nkabor and Murle youth, because these people that are much investing in cows. So, but also it happens sometimes that when our youth also bring their cows to sell them in Bor, you know, sometimes they're being slaughtered like chickens in the houses. And this is also giving the fear in terms of trading. You know, when you come and somebody within the house where you are being asked began to kill you before even somebody coming outside that house, then now you will fear that I may not again go back to that place. It is also part of our engagement and part of our encouragement to our youth that let us leave this issue of trading, but you have to go for business. And sometimes even here, you know, when you just come to Mangala here, our youth, when they came from Bibor, they are always attacked on the roads and the cattle being taken. And those who are taking the cattle did that from Bor. They only just come and take the cows here, even in Juba, in Jubaland, which is also giving us a time. Now, which solution should we give to our youth? Because if we are telling them to trade, to make the joint trading between Jonglei and Bibor, they are always being killed in the houses. Mm. And also, if sometimes we say, okay, you first go direct to Juba, they are always being attacked on the road when they are coming to Juba. So now there is no any other alternative. So that's why you find that sometimes they go to Eastern Equatoria, because there will be no any way. And this is also that now creating more problems. And that if the both communities, especially the community in Bor, they can agree by themselves that let us not practice this, now this will be also another solution, that whereby we can even tell our youth to trade in Jonglei. They can bring their cows and they can also go and buy the cows. So, like recently, you know, that's why we were saying we need to find a solution. You know, introducing also another culture that will be abducted by someone and that person will practice. Now it continues, like this issue of abduction. You know, you might be nowhere they originated from and now where it is practiced more. So someone that has started it, somebody come and learn it and practice more than the person that who start first. Now there is another culture that has happened. And this culture, if it happened, now who will be to be blamed? You know, there is issue of abduction.
Mm.
People go and abduct, like what is happening, when youth went to Launwer and attack them and they take children.
Mm.
So after, if the government identify, this child is not belong to you. It has to go back to the rightful owner.
Right.
It is always given without anything. So the person that will abduct the child is the one to be asked, either to pay or to pay to the government. But it happened now in Bor, people are selling our own children. You find somebody abducted the child and selling in cash. Instead,
I want you to backpedal. In other words, I want you to repeat that. I had the selling of children happening, as you said, in Bor.
It is happening.
Because Chairman Kuru will have to respond to that.
Yeah,
later
he will respond it. He will respond
okay,
it.
Yes.
Almost over, like, you know, 60 children were bought.
Mm.
I think even the national government, even the office of the president witnessed that.
Right.
Everybody knows. So each child was paid 500, 1 million, in order to be taken to be born. The money, even the governor, all the government administration in Jonglei knows, even the Greater Bibor administrative area government knows, and I think some condemnations were issued in order to desist from that. But still, currently, if we identify a child, we have to pay. We have to pay cash so that the child can be given back to the
and
community.
And go back and reunite,
with the parents. And this is what is now practiced by our people in Bor. And now if it continue also in Greater Bibor, now it will become worse. It will become another culture now. Everybody abduct, and in order for you to give back, you have to be given 1 million, and which is very bad culture. So, and I think my brother, Comrade Kur, will respond to that, because it has been official.
Mm.
It has been official. Something been opened. Even the market was open in Bor. So you bring the child, somebody can buy, and then we'll be taken to Bibor. Even I think government of Jonglei said they also pay
half. I want you to hold your breath, Chairman David.
Yeah, thank you.
Secretary Gadluak.
Can I respond to that before?
Because Secretary Gadluak has no point to raise. Yeah. Unless otherwise there's market happening in the other side of Akobo and Nyoror and on the other side. Chairman Kur, allegations have been thrown on the table that children are properly being sold off with a good amount of money in Jonglei.
My brother, we want to talk sense and we want to talk facts. We are a civilized community and highly educated, and we know human rights. We know what is the value of human being. What my brother David says is to some extent, you exaggerate something that somebody can be able to have some percentage of believing. There is no any data, there's no any information whatsoever, and I will challenge him to provide us that proof, okay? Because these are things that can make peace even difficult. It's like a propaganda, okay? And it can make peace difficult. How on earth would a community that is governing itself with law, okay, be able to do inhumane practices that has not been part of their way of doing things, have not been part of their way of life, okay? So I would politely tell my brother that say something that can be imagined, okay, but not a pure, propaganda that you want to other people to believe, okay? It is not there. There is no. We have hosted the Murle community in the worst of their crisis. We are where we may be their enemies, as they perceive, but we are their closest friend. Because we have seen it in Anyide, when thousands and thousands, they came to board. They were hosted, they were protected, and when the situation came, they were moved back. They voluntarily, willingly, they went. Okay? In the last, stories that I may have heard, when Lao Nuer went there, they passed through Bor area, and the governor, in the person of the governor, the Nai Chagor, begged the youth, if you have any women or children, please give them to me. Okay? They were given. And the governor called the chief administrator, and these children and women were returned back to their home.
So there were not an exchange of any money?
There was no any exchange. Governor Chanede Denai is there. He is there. You can call him and you ask him what if there was any money paid by the Greater Pibor Administrative Area. Okay.
David, you want to say something, but I think I'll give you 30 seconds because we want to bring Secretary Gadluak. I want us to open the line because the callers are calling and so many of them are quite more interesting to ask questions as well. So in 30 seconds.
Okay, thank you so much. Because of time, I just want to say, my brother, that it is not allegation or it is not accusation. It is something live, and it has a lot of evidence. And if he won, even there are children that whom I communicated myself, and there are even people who ask me to pay money. If he won, I can even coordinate with that, and he will pay by himself.
If you give me those evidence, I will arrest those people immediately.
I think with that, there's nothing that to be denied, because even the national government, some of the individuals within the national government, which is not even, they are not part of Greater Bibor or even anywhere, but they're involved to pay the money in order these children to be reunite with the family. So I don't want to mention their names, but even the governor himself, I think even the governor of Jonglei State knows, and even Kur, he knows. Then issue of, I just want to respond something that very unique. He was saying they hosted the Murle. Yes, it happened. But also that sometimes they turn and, slaughtered them. It happened. almost over 11 youth were right. slaughtered in front right. of
so what
the
we will
government.
Do, what we will do in this forum yeah. is to be able to sit down. Much as the hunger is coming out, the words are coming out, these are the things that are happening, and this is the forum of the elite. That's why we need to talk about these issues and how in the best interest of your people, of your youth, so that you do not want them to again lose their life. You don't want them again to, you know, have their properties lost.
Indeed.
Or rather create unnecessary insecurity wherever they are. That's why the essence of the youth forum, that's why we are having this. Secretary Gadluck, I need you to say something in 30 seconds so that I open the forum to the listeners across the country.
Thank you very much. I think it is very interesting between my two brothers. by the way, the peace needs a lot of work, because the question is what exactly needs to be done.
Yes.
The peace is very expensive. It is also costly. For you to have a ship all over the world, you have to pay a huge price. And if all the communities of Jonglei State are ready to pay the price of the peace, we need to tell our youth to forgive and forget, because all of the community are hurt in this situation. All of us, we have lost our loved one, and we have, in because of this, we need to forgive and forget, and we need to send this message to each and every youth who are holding arm in the cattle camp and wherever they are, to practice the forgiveness among themselves, among the communities of Jonglei State and among the communities of South Sudan, because the peace will work. Because mm-hmm. there is no peace when there is no forgiveness. Yeah, that is why the peace fail many times, because we don't forgive ourselves. There are scenarios. My colleagues are saying some people being slaughtered and some people being like this and all like this, because there is grudges being held by the victim of the last year event that happened. For this one not to happen and not to repeat itself, we need to forgive ourselves. And we, as Nuer of Jonglei State, we are ready, and our youth also, we can send the message of peace to them, and we can tell them that forgive ourselves.
Right.
As the chairman of Bor community said, that we have a trading between us now. It doesn't mean that we have nothing that happened between us, but we use the forgiveness. Okay, we forget. They go deep down up to Walgak by foot. Okay, and Walgag is a part of Akoba West, by the way. They cross Wuror, they cross Nyirol, they reach there, and they come back peacefully, and they reach up to Foktab and Fanyukur, where they're going. This is because we use forgiveness between ourselves, and that forgiveness we need also to move it to Greater Fibor Administrative Area. We need to tell them to use forgiveness. Forgive your neighbor, Mr. Rengada, and tell your youth to... Those 2, 3, 4, those who are going for Antung and sneak to the Naivo, to forgive the Naivo if they have using the revenge. And if it is something else, we need to...
All right, Secretary Gadluck, we'll leave it there. I want to open this the studio line. The debate and the discussion has been so hot. Yes. And to all the listeners across the country, it is now your time to pick your phone wherever you are listening to us. Please try to call on 09-29-686297, or you can send us an SMS on 09-12-17-7141, and I will read some of these SMSs that you'll be sending at the end of this bulletin, or I'll give you the space to call directly and ask questions to the youth leadership in the studio. All right, so right now let's pick the call and get to hear from the callers on the line. Hello, Redemira.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening to you, sir. What's your name and where are you calling from?
You are online with Mr. Akoldit Matiang from Kwajok, my brother.
Akoldit Matiang from Kwajok, please welcome. What is your question?
Thank you so much. The topic is very interesting this night, my brother. But I just want to ask some of my brothers who are with you in small container that you have been complaining that it's so hot to you there.
Yes, please go ahead. You want to make it cold?
Thank you so much. The first question that I just want to know is that since we have seen that Rumbek is very quiet, calm, it is what has been made by the governor of Lagos State. But I don't know to them in Bor, how are they going to manage this since there is no any meeting that has been called by these politicians who are within the area, and also those generals who are within the area. You know, what help people of Rumbek to let come to their own state is because they were united and they were saying one voice. But I don't know, the people in Jonglei, are they able to make sure that they can come together as people in one state to make sure that they should bring peace and also conduct a peaceful disarmament in the area? That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we have seen that there is no protection that is ongoing to some of the civilians in Bor. Exactly, disarmament can be good way for protecting citizens in some part of the country, but who is going to protect these people since our government have used a national army to be their own army, because people are just taking all soldiers to them. They give their command based on what they have seen, but they don't want to protect our people who are residing in those remote areas whereby there is no road, that they should also, if there is any insecurity that is happening, then people should go to them and assist them and help them in whatever facing them. That is number two. The other, number three, we have seen that this economic rocketing, there were reform, there were being people complain, and now we did not even see anything that is ongoing. How are they going to make sure that the budget that they are going to give to these people who are going to protect people in Bor area so that the government can continue? Where are they going to get this budget since economic rocketing are ongoing in the country?
Thank you.
That's the question.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
All right. Hello, Redimra. Hello, Redimra.
Hello?
Yes, good evening. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good evening, Ukele the Great.
Yes, good evening to you, sir. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Call me Galagumakwe from Juba.
Galagumakwe, welcome, sir.
Yeah, I would first like to thank you for hosting those young guys.
Mm.
And I welcome them because they make it to studio to express themselves and the issue facing Jonglei State. So they have spoken nicely. The interaction was so nice. I thank them for that.
Mm.
And I have a question for them.
Yes.
They were talking of strategic that can bring peace to Greater Jonglei. That they are from each community, as you mentioned during the introduction. So I say that it is too late for them to make it today, because there have been a lot of yelling, aggression among these three communities.
Mm.
How will they change this yelling and raiding, which had never been changed by those people whom they follow, number one.
Good.
Number two, yeah. Are they going to, because they are now in Juba, they have never went away and to talk, to engage the youth and all this as the youth leader. Will they reach out to disseminate this important topic so that the youth who are going to raid cattle can give it to them? These are the two questions I would like to ask them. Thank you,
Galagumakwe. Thank you so much. All right, so that is Galagumakwe. I think I'll give the space to the panel members in the studio to respond to one, the Galagumakwe, of the question of it's being too late for you to make peace at the moment, since damages and a lot of things has been happening. The question is, how will you change what your predecessors did not change? The leadership that were there before you came in, they haven't done anything. Who are you today, or what will you be doing that your leadership that were there did not do? That's the question from Galwak. And the discussion that you're having tonight, the second question of Galwak is, since you're in Juba, are you going to carry this information of coming together and working together to the grassroots? That is Galagumakwe. And then you have the first caller. I hope you have taken note of the questions he has asked. In a random order, anybody can begin to pick up on the three questions asked by the first call and two questions by Galagumakwe. I leave it to you.
All right. Let me just answer my brother called it from Kajok. He was saying that since Governor Ruing in Lake States managed to disarm his civil population that's currently now that's peaceful, consistent in Greater Lake. And now, how will it happen also in Greater Nyongole since the politicians did not come together? That was his question. With that, I think our politicians, they did not fail, but only that, you know, the conducive environment, it might not be that fine for them, because everything, it might require resources as well as also require forces. You know, in Lake State, it wasn't just only the word who speaked, but also the force was speaked itself. That was action. And I think also it might be also that happening in Greater Nyongole, and that's what we had been calling for, disarmament, the nationwide disarmament. And that nationwide disarmament can be displayed in those areas, and people will come together. Yes, the politicians may also have words, because these are the leaders of these communities. And they can talk, because they have talked a lot. They have talked, but they still fail. And that is only that now we are calling for the required force that will be discharged to these people, so that we can able to control now, to control them. And that's the only thing that I might just say about it. And then randomly also, let me just go to my brother that what has been not been changed in the previous leadership, what could be our positions as the current leaders? You know, we are following the same footstep, but sometimes every leader has their strategic plan that may also make his work to work. That's why we are here today. We are able to come together to come out and talk. You know what we are talking about? You know, somebody may say that we are confronting ourselves, but we are saying the truth. And the truth, it is what gives the solution. We may not have that upper hand to make sure that we bring the youth together and they will stop whatever they are doing. But also we'll try our primary engagement to make sure that we engage to them in peaceful means. You know, there are so many ways. One, education itself can play a role. Business itself can play a role. You know, there is something that the people of South Sudan and the government even itself need to understand. You know, currently there is a tarmac road going direct to Nyongole State. And I think my brother from Nyongole may not have any hardship in reaching to Nyongole. He can just take 1 hour. He can drive and reach to Nyongole. Now, let me try. Will I reach to Bibor? Unless by flight. And if I have to take the flight, then I have to expend millions of dollars to reach Bibor, to disseminate the message. So it means that even the road, accessibility of the road, it play a role. You know, having the roads to all the areas, it will even bring all this violence to the final solution. Because everybody will have the mobility to reach to another. You know, the car can move from Bibor to Akobo to Uror and all this. So within 1 hour. And now this is the only solution. So whatever we do, the disarmament, is still people can move with their stick and steal. But if there is a road whereby people can move from one place to another within hours that we have, so we can able to have the final peace. So, and that is only the solution that I might think that will be the best for all these crises in Greater Nyongole. Because Greater Nyongole is a landlocked place. There is no road currently. It is only the road which is going now, ending in Nyongole. It is not even going far to Akobo or either to Uro. It is still just within Nyongole State. And this road will not bring the final solution to all the other areas who have no road accessibility.
All right.
So that's what I can say.
Secretary?
Yeah, thank you so much. Let me start with a random question of my brother Kwal from Kwajok. He asked about the economic planning and the disarmament. My colleague David and Kur talk about the disarmament nationwide, in which if this happen, the budget will be released by the national government because this is a nationwide plan. The state itself, it can have a capacity, but it need a backup from the national government to release the budget for the nationwide. Let me come to my brother Galwa. Yeah. He said, how will we change the situation, like the raiding and the killing in Yonglei State, and those who work for us didn't do anything? I can begin by giving him a quote in the Bible, Isaiah 60:22. It said, when the time is right, the Lord shall make it happen. This is the Bible.
Amen.
This is the time for us to act as the ambassador of peace. So we are now sitting here, we are talking about peace, and we mean it from the bottom of our heart, that we need to bring peace to our population in Yonglei State. So we will make sure we, the leaders which are currently in the board of the creators, we make sure that we do 75% of the fees in Yonglei Estate communities. And those will come up to us, maybe they will complete the 25% and the fees will be 100%. The second question from Kalwagi say, will we reach to disseminate the message of fees on the ground? Yes, we can reach. We can reach. We can reach because we mean to make this peace happen among us.
Okay. All right. Chairman Kur?
Yes. Thank you, colleague Greg. For the callers that have called earlier, I call Matiang from Durumbeg and Galak Mukwe. What I can deduce from their questions are a concern of a fellow citizen, okay, seeing a fellow citizen suffering and not helping himself and not helping themselves and not being helped by anybody. The immediate action that is needed, as I have narrated before, was to create dialogue like what we have here. If we have this forum and we expand it to other leaders, said bring the woman on board, bring the politician on board, bring the state government on board, not primarily that you said to come and negotiate peace, but can we be able to brainstorm, okay, on the best way forward? I think that one is a primary. It's a primary task that is needed. Peace in Lagos State did not just come. The government have heavily invested. The communities have also heavily invested, and the citizen accept that is that the best way forward, okay, for them. So we can also do that. In greater Yonglei, involve the politician, but the element of the government, we know we have division in greater Yonglei, but it doesn't have forces. Okay, it may have a fraction of what it is supposed to be. But if Division 8 is to be intact, I would have suggested that they distribute it to all the counties. Okay. Let each county go and feed the force that is assigned to them. Establish a base in a county, and then start collecting local taxes, so that you are able, because you want to buy peace. It cost us money. Okay, for us to get our independence. It has also cost us human life for us to get our independence. So if we need our security, it has to cost us something for us to be able to live in peace. If each community is restrained, the Murile is restrained in all its counties, the Lonwer is restrained in all its counties, the Boer, if any, is restrained in all its counties, okay? And there, the government would have taken control, okay? The government would have taken control. And now it is the role of the local authority to be able to feed the soldiers that are protecting them, that are guiding them. You'll see people just volunteering their guns, like what happened in Lagos State. When the soldiers move in, everyone come. And if you remain with your gun, it become very expensive.
Mm.
Okay, they tell you keep it, but pay a monthly amount of money. So why would you do that? Okay, because you have protection. You had the gun to protect yourself.
Right.
Now the government have moved in to protect you. Why do you need the gun? Okay, so I think it would be a good idea that we also try to distribute the forces per each county, rather than in a headquarter. There is not even, because when an incident happens, they're supposed to intervene, right? But they will say, okay, there's no logistic, there's no cars, they cannot be able to move. But if there is station in a county, okay, there is no excuses of no car, no what, okay?
Right.
My brother David talked about the road network. Yes, it is a priority, but there is no community that can build a road. It is a very expensive project. Okay, so it is only to appeal to the government. You have given us one lane of road. It has come to Bor. Can you extend it to Pibor? Can you extend it to Ayut? Okay, so that the communities along the road are able to freely, the security forces are able to intervene,
right,
when it is necessary. The last question of what can you do different from the predecessors. Leadership is a calling. And calling, you come with ideas. And those ideas, if you are able to sell them to the public, to buy those ideas, and they see it, these are the solution to the problems, okay, they will support you. What is needed in leadership is not about enforcing what need to be done.
Mm.
It is to rally the community around a cause. So for us, our call for this year, 2024, and we want to ask God that give us peace in Jonkule. This is our call, and this is our core call.
All right. Well, let's leave it there. I just wanted to read a couple of messages that are coming in. A lot of calls are just coming in as well, but we will be able to really pick most of the calls. One that is very typical is that one person is saying here that call me Tut Bol from Akobo, and he said, I quote from what he said that Nuer supports only Nuer, Murle supports only Murle, Dinka supports only Dinka. Do you think it will be good, Okello the Great, that the guys in the government are not making games, and they're for real? They want to bring peace into the greater Jungle State. That is the question he's asking, that everybody supports their own people and nobody, it's opened to bring peace. That is Tutbol from Akobo. Moving on to the messages as well. There's quite a lot of messages, but I will try to come here and say, this person has not said the name, but he said that the problems of Jungle State, of greater Jungle State, it's about cattle raiding. Not only that, but this has been properly guided by the parents of those who are involved in this. So I don't know if the parents are also involved. So we take it from there. All on these two, the parents are guiding their own young ones to be able to do and do it. And Tut Bol talked of each community supporting their own sons and daughters with regards to this cattle raiding. I want each of you to have 1 minute each in response to this. Comments.
Okay, I will start with the last question. If parents are supporting their children to go and do bad practices, I myself have dropped from Bor to Pibor by road, and while doing that, I had stopovers. Have a stopover in Machabol. I had, and I talked with the community there. I met the paramount chief, Gule, in Machabol. I also went to Gumurok and I met with the commissioner of Gumuruk. Okay. I went to Pibor, which the chief administrator was not in the town, but I met the deputy chief administrator. All these efforts were to gauge from the Murile perspective, okay, what do they really think of Bor community? One distinct thing, and I can quote it without contradiction, and that was from, and it is a tradition of Murile community. They have age set. They live by age set.
Mm.
There is the generation, the middle generation, and the last generation. Each generation will always want to exercise supremacy over the other generation. Okay? And the most powerful are always the young one. This new blood, 18, 14 years, all this. They will kill the other one in thousands. Okay? And these people now, there is no central authority that can be able, okay, to guide them. So these people, not that are they sent by their parent, but because of their age set, they find themselves accumulate there, okay, and they decide to do what they want to do, okay, and they move. The chief cannot be able to control them, and Chief Gule have confirmed that it is difficult for us even to tell them to stop. And when you do that, you are a victim for them. So from Bor perspective, there is no parent who can send a child, go and take somebody property and bring it home. It does not happen from us. Okay? So the age set in the Murile community, if it is used as an act of supremacy, okay, can the Murile community now try to find another mechanism instead of war, different age set fighting among themselves for who should be the leader of the community? Okay, can we find another way of doing it instead of a supremacy fight? Because that's what happened.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And David, you want to respond?
Yeah. Let me just come in. I'll be a little bit answering some of the question is here.
Mm.
Like my brother Bol, Dude Bol in Akobo was saying, every community or every Nuero Murile supports his own people. Yes, it is true, because even started from the above leadership, because our leaders even sometimes they misquoted to of living their own, you know, being somebody, you know, when you are owning at the national minister or being something, vice president or something else, you are for the country, you are not for the specific community. But sometimes also our leaders, sometimes they leave that title, but they own it to be something that to protect the community. And that is something that my brother that might have said.
Mm.
But here, the youth leaders, of course, because we are pointing fingers ourselves, but that is where the solution will come from, because we wanted to talk the realities. Yes, I think the problem can be solved, and then the problem can be stopped, because if each of us supported the community, it still you need your community to live in peaceful in peaceful way. So whereby you need the other community also to not to attack you, and the other community also they doesn't want you to attack them. So this is whereby now we'll come together and then we'll say, okay, since we are like that, we all need to live. So let us stop by attacking ourselves.
Mm.
So and I think that is it. And then also, you know, my brother was saying that, you know, in Murile community, there is which is called headset. Of course, there is headset. You know, and that is the way we are arranging ourselves in order to respect each other. You know, who is older than me have to respect that person based on the age. So it does not mean that we are arranging that age in order to fight someone else, no.
Mm.
And I think that the issue of parents that being involved, might be involved, And I think, Mr. Kur, you know, we need to be keen. Whatever there is any discussion like this, we have to say the truth. And always, it is always said in the Bible that the truth can set you free. You know, it is good to say the truth, because by saying that in both communities there's nothing like parents being pack up their children to go and loot, or to go and steal, or to go and attack. And then in their actual sense, they're supporting, or in other way, you know, for us as Murle, we have only one. We normally don't mobilize. The leaders, they don't go and mobilize the youth to go and attack another community. That is something that you may not find wherever you move to all the Mureland, you will not find that. The only youth there, they can gather themselves by themselves, and they can go without even the chiefs who talk to them. But it always happened from our people. The mobilization always happened in the town. And you know, even people coming from U.S. and even the money, they always send from the U.S. And people move from Juba, not even anywhere, from Juba, from Uganda, to go and fight. You know, I have one of the picture here. One of the guy, it happened. The guy is from Uganda. He even graduated. He finished his degree. So he went even unread.
All right.
He went and abducted, right. Which is, it cannot happen in Murle land. Somebody who has gone to even, right, level one, Chairman, cannot go and abduct.
Chairman David.
That's something we need to admit.
Chairman David, it's 55 minutes, I'm afraid. Well, if we were to discuss everything tonight, it might not all be done in one day. And I'm quite sure I'll bring you guys back in the near future. But, I mean, I want you guys to say last words as you leave. 30 seconds, and I mean 30 seconds, because 55 minutes, I don't want to be caught by time. We keep the rules and regulation in this studio so that we don't go over time. Secretary Galwak, I want to give you 30 seconds. If you have to say one word for your community of Greater Jonglo Estate, to all the youth of Jonglo, what would be your last word, sir?
Thank you so much, Okela the Great. All my colleagues already exhausted all the question being asked by our dear listener. My last word to the community of Greater Jonglo Estate is that all over the world, the expensive thing is peace. So for you to earn fees, you must pay a huge price. That may sometimes cost life to get fees. For this reason, we need to commit ourselves to work on in earn. We started. By the way, our board, as a very youth union, we are recently elected. We didn't assume our office yet. We didn't take us. We are now elected board. The fees in Greater Jonglo Estate is one of our priorities. As soon as we start our work, this is what we will exactly start the work with. We will engage all the youth, and we will engage some of the UN agency, for example, like POF and Peace Canal, to help us if there is a need, and also the government. Thank you.
All right, Chairman. 30 seconds, the remaining Chairman. 30 seconds. Chairman David Ngiro.
Thank you so much. Because of time, we are winding up. I just want to say, you know, we are here today for the peace program. And I wanted to tell every listener that the peace, it is the responsibility of all of us. And that's why we are saying whatever it is happening within our communities. So we need to send that out so that we will accept that we are all part of the crime that been committed, either here or there. So the other issue is that, you know, most of the reports, my brother was saying that we did not hear any report being attacked by either way.
Chairman David, I wanted to give your last word to your youth of Greater Jonglo.
Yeah,
State,
I'm giving it.
Yes, in 30 seconds, because of time.
Yeah, so because we normally don't like media, because whatever you report in media, this is just only creating a lot of problems. So that's why we don't like the media. But a lot of problems is happening. So finally, I just want to say to the Greater Jonglo youth, that we need to live in peace. This year, 2024, we need to hear that we spend without any attacks, both in our states. We wanted to move at people, so because we are all human beings. The lives of our people, the lives of our properties is very important to all of us. So let us live in peaceful coexistence as we go on as people going for election, so we have to move freely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Chairman Kur, please, briefly.
Thank you. Thank you all the listeners, and thank you, Okella the Great, for your wonderful show. My message is a message of peace to all our people, wherever they are, in Greater Jonglei, in Bor, in Ayut, in Okobo, in Pochala, in Pibor, in Gumuro. I want to extend the hands of friendship, and I want to extend to you the hands of brotherhood. Let's keep the peace. Thank you.
Thank you. That is Chairman Kur Ayuen Kao, Chairman of Bor Community Youth Association. You have heard from Mr. David Ngiro, the Chairman of Murle Community Youth Association in Juba, and from Mr. Galuak Moses, Finance Secretary for Nuer Youth Association in Juba. Thank you both, and we wish to catch up next time. And then to the listeners, thank you all. Do have yourself a very good night. I'm Okella the Great. Until next time, bye-bye for now.